therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-8225. That's 907-458-TALK. This morning, we're getting close to HIPAW, which is tomorrow night, so I just thought, what the heck? Why not have the director of schools and the president of the Monroe Foundation, Frank Ostanek, in the studio and talk about everything?
That's a lot.
You've taken on a whole new role. How's that going for you so far?
It's exciting. It's been everything that I could have hoped it would be. I was athletics director for 15 years, and I think sometimes you forget the excitement and the reinvigoration of doing something different.
Yeah.
And so it's been really fun to have that new role and hand off the other stuff to our new athletics director. It's been great.
Who's the new athletics director?
Abe Siddall, who's he's an alum, I think it's 2001 maybe, beloved in the community, works in the summers as president of the Gold Panners. A lot of experience with fundraising, knows the school. It was a home run getting Abe on board.
So what's it like? Let's go to the director of school side first.
Yeah.
You're in charge of education for how many students?
Right now, 340, pre-K through 12th grade.
The other day, I'm stopped on Illinois Street, and I see this pack of kids coming running across the street, from the GVA side. I see them all, and everyone's stopped, and I'm just smiling. I go, I don't know what type of field trip that was, but
we had our evacuation drill. Yeah,
there
I
you
had
go.
My megaphone.
It wasn't a field trip.
No. It was about once a year, I think we do that evacuation drill and have to stop traffic over
there. And everyone
the
was there. Everyone.
Yep.
I thought maybe you're taking them to the ice cream shop over there or someplace.
We're planning that later in the later in the year. So,
when does the enrollment start?
Enrollment for the following year or for the next year.
Yeah.
So we're always enrolling. We're never not enrolling kids. Mm-hmm. So anytime someone is interested in knowing more about our school, they're welcome to get that information and make the decision to enroll. So we can always do that. I think we need to it's interesting you bring that up because one of the big pushes I've made is I feel like what we're doing in our school is amazing. Mm-hmm. I've never questioned that what goes on there is extraordinary. And me being in it for 15 years, my child going K through 12, I know the specialness of the place. But I don't feel we've communicated how amazing it is at the level we need to within our community.
I always communicate how amazing it is.
We appreciate
it. I made it through.
Yeah. And you're doing very well.
And what amazes me now is the amount of scholarships they get. Oh, my goodness.
I wish I brought the figures with me. We, every year when they read that number at graduation, mm-hmm. And you got 21 kids qualifying for $5.1 million or, 27 kids for 4.2. Every year they read that number, I look around and people just, their eyes get huge.
Yeah.
And Annie Krause, at our school we have a counselor, Annie Krause, who is responsible for overseeing all of those seniors and making sure their applications are in, that they've reached out for all the possible scholarships, they've written the essays, they've dotted the I's, they've crossed the T's. Having someone like her is a huge, huge aspect of our school and allows our kids to really, really qualify for as much money as possible.
You've had students that have graduated from there go into the different military academies, West Point, Annapolis.
Yep.
I mean, across the board.
Across the board. And there's really, what I've learned is there's absolutely nothing you can't do moving on in life with a diploma from Monroe. You want to be a politician? Yeah, you can do that. You want to go to Harvard? You can do that. You want to go to West Point? You can do that. You want to own one of the premier welding businesses in town? You can do that. Right? When you look around this community, the number of our alum running businesses and making a positive impact is extraordinary.
What I always tell people is, you know, I went to ICS for a year, fled, knocked out the house, became a refugee for a year, came back. Went to Denali, went to Maine Junior High, went back to Monroe for high school. Started out with the people, ended with the people. But when I went back to Monroe, I had to study a lot harder. A lot harder. I had to learn how to study.
Right.
And learning how to study got me through a very difficult college, where in the school that I was in, 25% of the people that enrolled graduated in the school that I was in. And I was one of the 25%. I was never the top student.
Right.
But I learned how to study. I learned that work ethic. And at Monroe and ICS, there is no, well, we're going to let you have one here.
No.
You got to study.
No.
You got to put in the work. If you put in the work, and most kids don't want to put in the work, well, most kids like me.
Right. Yeah.
If you put in the work, you will do well in life because you have a principle of work ethic.
The standards and the expectations of the school are just different.
Yeah.
You know, we have the standards and expectations are different. We're going to hold a child accountable if they're not getting the work done. I think that separates us, quite honestly, from most places your child mm-hmm. could go to school. And I think I've never seen a child leave and say, this is harder. And every child who comes to our school
tends to say, this is
different.
Yeah.
You know, what are we trying to do, right? We're trying to prepare you for success later in life, trying mm-hmm. to have kids that can succeed at a high level, impact their communities through service, through all aspects of life. And that's what we're doing. We're educating the entire child from pre-K to 12th grade.
You're preparing them for life.
Yeah, we're preparing them
to be successful.
Yep, 100%. And so it's not hard to look out and see the success of so many people to see that it's actually working at the highest level. Like mm-hmm. you said, anything you want to be, whether it's the military academy, a doctor. I mean, probably 3/4 of the dentists in town come from Monroe, I think. So
it's
incredible, right? It's just there's nothing you can't do.
Drill, baby,
diploma.
Drill.
Yeah,
drill,
yeah,
baby,
yeah,
drill.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you know, a lot of students when they graduate from Fairbanks, they don't come back.
Right.
You know, they go off to college and they get picked up for a career. But those who do come back, a high percentage of, you know, there's a percentage of them that come back and then are involved in the local community are from Monroe.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I think the service component of mm-hmm. our school, where our kids have to do a certain number of service hours where they're giving back to the community at large, impacts part of that. This is a very interesting conversation because I spent, 11 years at the University of Alaska recruiting kids to play college basketball. And a lot of those kids would say to you from Texas, California, wherever they were from, they would say, I don't want to leave my friends. I don't want to leave my friends. And I would say, look, you're 17, 18 years old. Those aren't your friends that you're going to the movies with. You're going to make your friends when you're in college. Those mm-hmm. are the people you're going to spend your rest of your life hanging out with. Those are the people that are going to be your greatest friends. Come to Fairbanks. Leave. At Monroe, this is the one place that's not true.
Yeah.
I've watched these kids when they're 30, 40, 50 years old. You know, we just had somebody get married, and they said it was an alum. Gathering.
Mm-hmm.
It's they're so close to their classmates.
Yeah.
All throughout their life. It's very, very unique and speaks to the family component of the school.
There are still like 9 friends of mine and their friends that I met in first grade. Really?
that's
still here.
That personifies who we are.
Yeah.
And it's very unique. There's a lot of people that tell me every job I've gotten is through my relationships with people from Monroe.
Yeah.
You know, it's from a career standpoint, family standpoint, friend standpoint, it's truly unique, and it's not something you'll find anywhere else.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8225. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Receive rebate savings up to $100 when you buy four new Bridgestone BlizzX snow tires now at GCR. Get a grip on winter. It's not too early to slip on your BlizzX snow tires today. Submit the online form to receive your prepaid Visa card of up to $100. There's a BlizzX snow tire for practically everything you drive. Don't wait. The Bridgestone BlizzX rewards offer ends December 4th. GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys, taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
You're invited to the Tanana Valley Sportsmen Association semi-annual gun and sports show this Saturday and Sunday at their event center located at 1230 TVSA Way off Airport Road across from the West Fred Meyer. Admission is only $5 for adults, $4 for active military, and kids 12 and under while accompanied by adults are free. Open Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. There'll be door prizes and fun for everyone. Browse all the tables of gun and gun accessories at the semi-annual Tanana Valley Sportsmen Association's gun and sports show going on this weekend. See you there.
The Go Winter Expo, next weekend at the Carlson Center. The days are shorter, the weather's colder, and the snow, well, you know. The Go Winter Expo shows you how to beat that cabin fever. No matter what you love doing, we have something to heat up your winter fun factor. Check out the newest snow machines, pick up some health and wellness tips, all that and more, plus the Interior Alaska Gun Show. We have something for everyone. Next weekend at the Carlson Center, the Go Winter Expo. Info at fairbanksevents.com. Brought to you by Camper Valley RV and Napa Auto Care Group.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR. Weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 36. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, chance for snow. Highs level off around 39. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Frank Ostanek, who is also the president of the Monroe Foundation.
Those are two pretty big titles.
Yeah. Then we'll get into HypeOut, the director of HypeOut tomorrow. You know, it's the big show for you.
It's a big week.
Explain to people what the Monroe Foundation is.
So the Monroe Foundation is a foundation that raises money throughout the year. I mean, obviously, HypeOut is kind of the flagship fundraiser thing, but we have a variety of fundraisers throughout the year. All of this money goes to help supplement tuition for, mm-hmm. for students and families who might have a hard time paying the full tuition.
You know, and then you have calamities. You had the roof collapse.
We've had a lot going on. You know, you came out of COVID, and then all of a sudden, the roof, you know, kind of was compromised and cracked. And so we just had the gym rebuild. And I'm excited to say that everything is done now in the gym. The tiles are up, and the last piece will be a sound system that we would anticipate being installed here in the next month or two. But in terms of the gym and being operational, it is beautiful, or more beautiful than it's ever been.
I remember, you know, it was about 4 months ago, and I didn't see it until, you know, it's late in the process, but, you know, donate to help pay off the roof.
Yeah.
So I immediately donated.
Yeah.
You had different levels.
The finish line.
Just immediately did it. Didn't think anything of it. And I see my brother Dane on there and this, mm-hmm. that. And I give him a call and, see you do. Yes, I figured you'd do it too. And don't think anything of it. And then about a month ago, I get a nice letter from you.
Oh.
Just a nice card saying thank you for it. It's handwritten. I go, wow, okay, wow. But just saw that. And I thought of everything being a graduate of Monroe High School has done for me.
Sure.
How could I not do it for them? And when it comes to HypeOut, how can I not give to them?
We're counting on that mentality, right? Like we do not have to exist. We exist because we're willing to provide the funds necessary, mm-hmm. to keep these doors open. year to year so that we can continue to produce extraordinary human beings who will change the world.
Yep.
You know, and we're incredibly grateful to, you know, not just yourself, but the thousands of alumni who come back to a High Pal, who give to a spring fundraiser,
yeah,
or buy tickets for the St. Patrick's Day raffle. All of those things are critical to our existence because we do not have to exist.
No. No, you don't.
But it's, I think, our community is a far greater, far better place because we do, and we're going to continue to, you know, do great things.
Who's all on the Monroe Foundation?
The Monroe Foundation, well, Lynn Puryear, she's kind of the straw that stirs the drink in there. When you walk in, she's gonna greet you. Lisa Sundborg's back there, and Patty Walter is our development director. She's an amazing, amazing gal and someone I always try to pop down and say hello to Patty and Lynn and everybody down there. So Andrea Stepovich works in there. She she's the organizer, really, of High Pal along with Patty, I think, you know, just working together, again, dotting those I's, crossing those T's, reaching out, getting all the sponsors, doing all of those things that allow us to be able to put on not just this event, but all the other stuff that we're going to be doing throughout the year.
It's never over, is it?
It's never over. You know,
the school has a season. You don't. The basketball team is a season.
That's
the
right.
The baseball team is a season.
Yeah.
The volleyball team is a season. The hockey team has a season. Fundraising is never ending.
The foundation never has an off day. Yeah. And, you know, Nancy Hansen said this one time, and it really stunned me because I—
Fantastic lady.
Oh, she should be, a saint, right?
Yeah.
Like, she should be confirmed as a saint. So everybody talks, and High Pow is critical. Like, we have to have High Pow. We have to have a great High Pow in terms of a fundraising event.
Mm-hmm.
But that event, I believe, helps us pay for our school for roughly, I'm going to say, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rest— we have to go out and keep fundraising.
Yeah.
We have to continue to do a great job as a school so that our enrollment is good.
You can only charge so much for an enrollment.
Correct. Right.
And therefore, you have to go out and get the rest.
Absolutely. And so we've worked very hard. You know, I've never seen anybody turned away, you know, in terms of wanting to go to school there.
And now Fairbanks, don't get too mad at this moment because all these people are paying for that enrollment are still paying real estate taxes to put your kids through school.
I can assure you the director the President of the Monroe Foundation.
Yeah. And he's out raising money to get other kids through school.
Correct, correct, yeah. So we're still paying our way in the community.
And vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle, yeah.
That's something else.
Yeah.
What sort of a budget do you look at every year, if you can even bring that up?
Well, I think from a school standpoint, I want to say it's about $4.5
million. Okay.
And I think we're trying to, as a foundation, raise north of $1.2
million. Okay.
And so High Pal is a big part of that. But like I said, you know, you can't get to that number with bake sales.
So,
you know, it's a lot of big things.
So $4.5 million, you have, what, 300 and how many kids?
340.
So your average cost per student is about $12,000.
Well, that's full tuition, I think, is $12,500. I think the average cost is certainly south of that, thanks to the Monroe Foundation.
Yeah.
You know, and so the Monroe Foundation, again, supplements what that difference.
Well, what I'm trying to do is compare it to a public school
education. Sure. Yeah.
On the cost of a taxpayer is about $25,000.
I was going to say in the low 20s, yes.
Yeah, but that's including state, everything like that. And then look at the difference of the quality of education.
Yes, I think it's remarkable what we do with $12,500.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And not just from the standpoint of what's being taught in the class, but knowing your child is loved and not known of, known. Right? Yeah. Like the difference between knowing of a child and knowing a child.
Yeah.
At our school, when that third grade teacher gets your child, if they've been there since pre-K,
they know
that child, right? And they know how.
They all knew me when I came back from first grade. They all knew me when I came back. They had my brothers. They go, okay, we've got you profiled, David.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, it's an extraordinary, experience for those kids. Yeah.
True. This is going to be your first High Pal.
Be my first one as the director. First time on the stage. I don't know. I've probably been to about 18 to 20, but it's definitely a different experience.
Just always remember, bid each other up.
Bid each other up. That's right. I tried that with a truck a while back, and I ended up with the truck.
And the fun thing about it is everyone knows that. You have a value there associated with the gift. And usually it goes for more than the gift value.
Well, that was a thing. You know, in the early years of going to Hi-Pow, you would see a $500, you know, perhaps a $500 gift certificate to, say, sourdough fuel, maybe, right? Go for $650. And I'd be like, what is going on? You know, like, just as a young person that didn't have any money at that time. And, but there's, you know, there's tax implications, there's tax write-offs, there's a lot of, there's a lot of different aspects to just get to, beyond just getting that fuel.
Yeah.
So it's the thing that I wrote about this not long ago with Hi-Pow. At Hi-Pow, there is the Fundivision section, you know, where they show a video, and it's really just, hey, raise your, you know, if you would like to give money to help support the school. There's no four-wheeler, you know, there's no coat. There's just, would you give money to help us?
Yeah.
And I remember going to the first one and seeing people, person after person, raise their arm and say, I'll give $10,000.
Yeah.
I'll give $5,000. I remember just being blown away by the commitment and the generosity of so many people. I just thought it was remarkable. And I really, as a young person that was, you know, a young kid just trying to pay the bills, you know, I aspired to someday be one of those people that could raise their hand and give back and make a difference to the school. So it was impactful to me in more ways than just, you know, wanting to someday be a director. You know, it was the generosity, I think, stands out.
You have Nate and Laura Stepovich this year.
They flew in about 4 days ago. And they have been a whirlwind. Every time you see them, they're moving, they're carrying something, they're bringing people with them. They're incredibly impactful.
You know, I had them on the show on Monday, and it was fun. I said, now, how did Andrea explain to you? Do I have to worry about anything? I got it covered for you. It's going to be nothing. And they're saying, they started over a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Getting stuff going.
Like you said, there are no days off.
Yeah.
You know, and when I came on board just this summer, late summer, they were already, you know, doing, and then they'd been doing it for a long time.
Yep.
You know, we'll probably get a nice week off here, you know, and then they'll go back to work, and we'll start, we'll go through and decompress and talk about what we can do better and continue to try to raise the bar for the event.
You know, I had my last budget meeting with the department head this morning. I head out for California for a week, and I get back, and I got a 1 week to decompress, and like you said,
there you go.
Start again.
Yeah. No, it's
there's no off season.
There's no off season. You know, as a coach, we learned that a long time ago.
How has it been going from the coaching to the director of sports to, you know, it's all starts and stops with you now. Everything.
Everything. Well, I think the coaching was a tremendous experience in terms of preparing for what I'm doing now, right? Mm-hmm. It's all leadership. You know, you gotta, when I came on board, it was incredibly important for me that my teachers knew that I cared about them, that I was in their corner. In the same way that as a coach, your kids aren't gonna play hard for you if they don't know that you love them, right? And so I think that translates, right? You know, your players, they wanna be heard, they wanna be loved, they wanna be valued. Your staff wants the same thing. You know, and so listening to them, getting their ideas, like they're the boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, they're there. They have a lot of great ideas for how we can improve our school. And so listening to those ideas, implementing their thoughts and ideas into what we're doing, giving them some ownership and empowerment in what we're doing. I think we have to do the same thing with the kids immediately. Like the kids need to know the why. I don't think we do a good enough job explaining the why. So if you're at Monroe, why is there a different dress code? Mm-hmm. Why are the academics more rigorous? Mm-hmm. You know, why do we go to mass? And so I went to the seventh grade class. I went to every class, 7th through 12th, and I sat down with the kids individually for 30, 45 minutes and talked to them specifically about those things.
Yeah.
Do you know why we dress differently? Do you understand the impact that's going to have on you down the line, right? And so why is the academics more challenging? You know, what is it we're trying to prepare for you down the line? Why do we do service? And it was amazing the response of those kids when that was done.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to give you some bumper music. Obviously, this is from Leonard. It's Jimmy Olsen, the Spin Doctors. I have no idea what that is. Then we're going to go into the Fox News, State News, commercials, and weather, and we will be back.
coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Israel laying down a warning to some 1.1 million civilians in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Head south as they're expecting a major bombardment, which could start any time. Confidence remains high among the Israeli military. We spoke to a soldier, Rudy Rockman, on the Fox Business Network.
We're 4,000-year-old. There have been great nations that have come to persecute us. The Romans, the Greeks, the Persians, the Babylonians, the Assyrians, and all those great nations are gone and written in history books.
And Israel's called up around 360,000 reserve troops. In Congress, Ohio's Jim Jordan says he has confidence he can get the House speakership ever since Steve Scalise spat out last night.
I think I can unite the conference. I think I can go tell the country what we're doing and why it matters to them, and we'll talk about that.
Jordan's got a few Republican endorsements as well, including from former President Donald Trump. Scalise did get the party's nomination, but bowed out when he didn't have enough votes. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
In some fun news on this Friday the 13th, when it comes to packing on the pounds to survive an Alaskan winter, this year's undisputed champ is Grazer. The brown mama bear has won this year's Fat Bear Week at Alaska's Katmai National Park. Grazer had no problems dominating the finals of the bracket-style tournament that's become a fan favorite. Fans overwhelmingly chose Grazer over her opponent in the finals. Her opponent's name was Chunk. The annual contest drew more than 1.3 million votes in the week-long tourney. The contest is meant to celebrate the resiliency of the brown bears that live on the preserve on the Kenai Peninsula. And finally, in other election news, the Fairbanks North Star Borough Clerk Office tabulated absentee ballots and question ballots Tuesday afternoon, 1 week after the municipal elections. The final count did not change election results in any of the races. If you would like to take a look at all the final results, you can find them at fnsb.gov. That's fnsb.gov.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
Stay informed of what's happening on the firearm scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for 50 years from their same location near the airport on Dale Road. Listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFAR Radio.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Frank Ostanek. Let me see if I give all his qualifications. He is the director of
Two schools. Yep.
You're the president of the Monroe Foundation. And you're the guy who makes sure everything happens tomorrow night.
I think I'm certainly involved at a high level. That might be Andrea Stepovich and Patty Walter, but certainly if it doesn't go well, people will look at me. So could be true. Yeah, for sure.
Sadly so.
You forgot to mention I'm also the girls' basketball coach and the boys' basketball coach. So a couple other things there. Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you have so many titles, I'm not going to get them all. Sometimes I even forget what I'm supposed to be doing. So what the heck? Yeah. How do you like it all?
I love it. I love working. My passion is the school. You know, I think outside of my immediate family, what I care most about is this school. I want to see this school thrive. You know, I think we've had some amazing, with Nancy Hansen and Amanda Ngaiak, they did an incredible job. Keeping the doors open, righting the ship. I think we're in a better position we've been in a long time. And now, you know, I want to see us, you know, really gain some momentum and really thrive as an organization.
Hype House tomorrow night. Lots of great sponsors.
It's incredible. You know what? And I got just a long list of these folks here. It's hard to name all of them, but, you know.
We don't have enough time.
The folks at Dodge, like with the car that they give every year.
From day one. From day one, Jeans Chrysler. Yeah. 3 or 4 generations of ownership.
Yeah.
They've never been interrupted.
Mr. Immel was in the other day buying some raffle tickets, and he talked about when his dad gave the first vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about how they came back the next year, and he sat down at the table when they left, and he thought, I thought I was only going to have to do that for 1 year. You know, and here we are 54 years later. What an amazing thing, you know. And so, you know, the Gavora family has been obviously very integral into what goes on at our school. And GCI is huge. And like I said, you know, it's I shouldn't be naming names because you're going to leave people out.
Yeah.
But, you know, David Hale and the folks at Lotto Alaska, you know, Dave Lambert and those folks have been, mm-hmm. you know, remarkable. And one of the things that's really exciting, you know, this year we had – and we get a lot of alum in various, you know, aspects of High Pal. But we had two, Nicole Swaffer and Kenny Hollins walked in, and those kids were in school since I've been there. Like they graduated like in 2013, 14. And they walked in and they said, hey, we want to sponsor something. How mm-hmm. can we give back and sponsor something? You know, and so having our alum come back, I got a call a week ago from Tyler Wells, who played for me, who works for the LA Clippers, you know, who was donating two tickets to 2 games this year if you want to fly down and watch the Clippers play. You know, having our alum, even and it's really cool for me to have the newer alum, those that were in the school and graduated since I've been there, getting yeah. back and making a difference. Yeah.
Well, it just goes to show 2 things, the quality of people you brought through and the longevity you're there for.
No,
so good for there.
Yeah,
good for
no, I appreciate that. There's a lot of... You know, I don't know that everybody even knows just how long this school has been there, right? Like just
it started in the basement of the little church.
Started in the basement of the little church, and they moved the little church over across the river, and built what you see today, which yeah. is only going to keep growing and getting bigger.
When I went there, I was in first grade in the Quonset Huts.
I've heard those stories.
But man, I walked in the first grade and. Yep. I didn't care. What's a Quonset hut to me?
Right, you right. know? Well, what makes a place special is the yeah. people, right? Yeah. It's the people, right? Like, if you walk into our building, you're not going to, you know, now we got a beautiful chapel. We got, yep. you know, our gym is amazing. But, you know, you're not going to be wowed by a lot of the aspects of the building, but you are going to be wowed by the people,
yeah.
you know, and the love and the compassion and the kindness that you're going to get there. So, yeah, from that standpoint, nothing better. So,
true.
You know, with High Pal, the volunteers, you know, all the people that come in, the people that are going to serve dinner tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You know it's crazy. It's amazing.
And the quality of people who are going to serve dinner.
Yes.
It's
yes.
amazing.
Yes. No, it's some very, you know, well-known, yeah. highly functioning individuals that are serving dinner and giving back to make a difference.
Yeah.
Right? So I just would be remiss if I didn't mention is, you know, we have the sponsors who are so generous, you know, with the financial support, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got the volunteers that are so generous with their time, you know, and the support. And so it's a community event, right? If you got one aspect that's not there, you're not going to be successful. So the sponsors, the volunteers, all those folks at the school that are working to make it happen, the alumni, you know, all the people that spend $150 on a plate to show up tomorrow night. We still have some tickets available if people are interested. We still have Jeep tickets available. HighPalAuction.com.
Yep. You know, the good news is you have Jeep tickets available. The bad news is my lady who works with me, she's already claimed that she's going to win.
She's going to win it, huh?
Yeah. And if anyone else wins it, I pity them.
I have about 5 other people that have said the same thing.
Exactly. You know, I'm going to buy a ticket and hope I don't win.
We appreciate that.
Because if I win, I am so
You're going to hear about it.
Oh.
Yeah. You're going to hear about it.
It will yeah. not be worth the victory. But then on the same thing, you have the truck, the 1937 Ford from Don Chandler.
Oh, yes.
Chandler, Fleming,
yes,
and Heating.
Yeah.
Don Chandler.
That's that vehicle's, you know, obviously been around this town for a long time.
Yeah.
It was indoors. It was well kept and rebuilt, and my understanding is the folks over at the museum have valued it at $25,000. Mr. Cerny's folks valued it at $25,000, and so I'm excited to see what that does at auction. What a neat piece of Fairbanks history.
Yeah, you know, That's something you're going to have a fight over.
Well, bidding. I hope that it's a good one.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hope that the gloves are on and
that's one you want to see.
Hope it's a long fight, right?
Yeah. Like, and you know who's the big man on campus?
Yeah,
you know,
we'll find out.
But that's why you put it up there.
That's why we put it up there. Yeah. So yeah, what incredible generosity, yeah. Right? So yeah.
And then you have GCI. They've been a wonderful sponsor there for so long, and the president of GCI, he's been there for a while. Is a Monroe alumni.
Alum. I can't wait
great
till tonight.
Capitals,
they got I get to meet Greg and spend some time with him tonight at the GCI gathering, and then mm-hmm. of course tomorrow. Yep. So they've been really good to us. You know, the folks at Gem Company, Compos. I mean every year, you know, Craig's given something amazing.
We started out with mom and dad.
Yep.
Mr. and Mrs. C.
Another alum.
Yeah.
Right? Another alum making a difference in the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, graduated from high school with him and we're very close friends, but he's always doing something for High Pow. He's always doing something for the community.
Always. And, you know, him and another graduate, Kenny Broker, you know, anytime over the years, in those years where we've been really blessed to win a state championship, you know, we got the rugs that go up. You know, those things cost $2,000 a piece. Those two guys split the cost of that every year.
Yeah.
You know, whenever it doesn't happen every year. But
you got a lot of rugs. You got a lot of rugs.
We've had a few.
They're invested.
Yeah.
What was the, you know, hockey? Yeah. You got a hockey rug up.
Yeah, we have hockey.
Things like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just not basketball there.
Oh, no.
You got baseball.
There's nothing in terms of a sport that a student of ours can't participate in. Even like we have not had the numbers that we would like to have a football team, but if you are at Monroe, you can play football at one of the high schools where you're zoned for, right? Like, so there's any sport you want to play. We got cross-country skiers. You know, we got, you know, soccer players, baseball players, track and field. Our volleyball team's in the middle of it right now. We just finished. We had two, Grace White and Theo Kenna just finished a third in the state in mixed doubles at tennis.
And they get scholarships, athletic scholarships, some players do.
Yeah,
it's outshone dramatically by the scholarship, the academic.
Yes, the academic scholarship piece is extraordinary.
Where did Tyler Wells go to school at?
Tyler Wells went to, I want to say, Eastern Wyoming and then played at Concordia in Oregon.
Yeah.
Yep. And Scooter Bynum played baseball at Northern Illinois Division I, graduated full scholarship. Jeremiah Bailey, you know, went to a junior college and then finished at University of the Pacific. I was driving back from Valdez with my basketball team, and we hit Delta. And we went into the little gas station there, and on my phone, I'm watching Jeremiah Bailey play against Gonzaga in the gas station on ESPN. You know, that's about as cool as it gets. You know, nobody's produced more college basketball players than we have over the last 15 years. So, but like you said, the academics and the amount of scholarship money that is produced there.
It doesn't matter how good you are on the field. If you're not making the grades, you're not going to be there.
Far outweighs the athletic money, for sure.
Well, sir, that's all we have time for. I've got another segment with another person here. Really enjoying this time with you. I can tell you're enjoying your new positions.
There. Yep. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. Being able to do stuff like this, to be able to work with you. You'll have to come on my podcast sometime. We'll get you on the podcast. We got a little school podcast. Look forward to that someday. Yeah.
We can do that. You have a great day. Fairbanks will be back in a bit.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
So how many trucks will be on the road at any given time? A lot less than you've heard. Trucking plans between Moncho and Kinross Fort Knox call for an average of 60 trips per day. That works out to about 2.5 trucks an hour. These trucks are just like the ones you see in Alaska today, with some of the best drivers and safety features out there. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road. Get more facts at justthefactsak.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitespruce medical.com.
Yes, Taco Thursday is a thing, and it happens every Thursday at Big Daddy's. Big Daddy's serves up the most amazing chicken tacos, complete with shredded cheese. These chicken tacos are delicious and filling, and you can enjoy them for just $1.50 each every Thursday at Big Daddy's Barbecue. And don't miss out on those sides as well, including fries, okra, baked beans. The menu is full of great ideas and great value. We'll see you for Chicken Taco Thursday at Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenues, the northernmost Southern Barbecue. Big Daddy's.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 36. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 23 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow tomorrow. Highs level off around 39, cloudy. Upper 30s Sunday and Monday with a chance for snow Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Melissa Burnett in the studio with me here. So who are you this morning?
Oh, I'm a little hot brown this morning. I am mad.
Oh, you know, when she's rock candy, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
When she's hot brown, it's going to be entertaining.
I'm mad this morning. Let me tell you, I woke up this morning with a text message. Won't say from who, but from with a text message talking about some school board members who decided to get out of line at the assembly meeting last night. And, you know,
That's frequent.
It's frequent, and it is absolutely absurd, the things that get done and said. And here's the thing, Miss Brandy Hardy decided to go to school board meeting last night, testify on the switching elections to November 4th. Now, here, when it comes to this, I haven't done enough research in either direction to really know if this would be a good thing or a bad thing. And I didn't disagree with half of the testimony that she gave about it. She had some great points. She had some good questions. And it was, you know, a well thought out testimony until about the last 15 seconds of it.
Then what happened?
Then she decided to call out assembly members who ran election ads for each other. Are you kidding me? This is an election season. You are allowed to do that. And I'm sorry, hypocritical Brandy Hardy, but you had Aaron Marotti run ads for people. Sandy Ryan, Daniel Logan, heads of FEA and ESSA. Well, Sandy was the old head of FEA. We got somebody else now. But they all did ads for them. They had assembly members, Mindy O'Neill, who ran a horrible trash ad on our assembly, and that was okay. But, you know, Brett Roderman decides to run a campaign ad for Jimmy Cash and Aaron Gibson, and all of a sudden he's getting crapped on during a meeting? Are you kidding me?
No, I must put this in context that this is not the opinion
of the school board. No, this is not the opinion.
No. Of KFAR or the affiliate stations.
Absolutely.
Brandy Hardy has some mental health issues.
Absolutely.
She really does.
Absolutely. And it needs to be pinpointed out. She's a loose cannon.
No. There's a difference of personalities between a loose cannon and mental health issues.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that. She's not a loose cannon. She definitely has something going on mental health wise.
Yeah.
And it's
multiple times now.
Yeah, multiple times. And she is off the hook. And she has this, I don't know, aura about her that she thinks that she could just step in there. And this is what I call political bullying. And she talks about how there's no, how this is nonpartisan, but man, is she being hella partisan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, I don't think you know what that word means, Miss Hardy. I don't think you do, because you are being completely partisan right now. And you're trashing on assembly members who, we need those assembly members.
Well, I also like Tim Doran's comments.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. That's the other thing that made, like, and again.
What is it with you people on the school board, when you go before the borough assembly, some of you are very nice.
Have to be.
Professional.
Yeah.
On point.
Thank you.
And then there's the other two.
And he talked about quality over quantity when it came to voters.
Quality. He wanted a smaller voter base because he wants those.
Quality votes over quantity of votes, which means your vote doesn't matter to Tim Doran.
If you're not voting his way.
Yeah. If you're not, exactly.
And now, that's a very liberal Democrat.
Very.
Very liberal Democrat who wants voter suppression.
Yeah.
That's what that said to me.
That's 100% voter suppression. Yeah. He doesn't care what your opinions are. If you don't side with him, he doesn't want your vote.
Now, I am not in favor of changing the elections. And the reason,
absolutely not.
And I have a totally different reason. Because I believe that anyone in a local election in the even years when you have state races and federal races and statewide races, you'll get lost. You will not get heard.
Yeah.
You will not be able to pay for the ads to keep up.
Right.
You're gone.
Right.
You're out. 1 month before that, it works great.
Mm-hmm.
That's my reason. Not because I want voter suppression for my side to win.
Yeah.
And he said it.
Yeah. Well, and that's also pretty much what Brandi Hardy said, too, is that, like, we only appease to our crowds and whatever. I'm sitting here going, isn't that what elections are all about? You got these people fighting for these people fighting for these causes, and the community gets to vote on who they think is best.
Now, last year, I won. A lot of Republicans won last year.
Yeah. I was very fortunate.
This year, only Republicans and independents on the city council won.
Yep. Everyone else, they lost their seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you
and
know.
So it swings. So don't hand me this, oh, it's going to help my party because I want more, quote, conservatives.
Yeah.
No.
You know, and I don't believe in election interference or trying to, you know, disenfranchise this in any way, shape, or form, but I'm sorry, the school board, us school board members, we have to follow board norms, right? We have board norms that pretty much say that we won't get out of line out there and be rogue renegades whenever we seek pleasure from whatever our cause may be. And man, do we have a couple of rogue renegades out there. It is absolutely insane.
And one of the reasons I hear for the change is it works in Mat-Su. And I say, I don't care if it works in Mat-Su.
I don't care.
We're not Mat-Su.
We're not Mat-Su.
Nor do I want to be Mat-Su.
No,
By the way, Wasilla, they just had their city election.
Yeah.
And it works for them.
Yeah. Either way, bottom line, I don't really have an opinion either way for this election thing. I just stop getting out of line, board members.
Ready for phone call?
I am.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning, Dave. This is Mike. A couple questions. Did the borough assembly last night, were they supposed to vote on changing the election day? And did they vote? If so, how did it turn out? I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mike. Good question.
That's a very good question. Actually, the Two Rivers thing kind of took over the assembly meeting last night. And so it's been postponed to next Thursday after the committee of the whole that they have going on. So next Thursday, there will be another borough assembly meeting where they will pick up on everything that happened last night and they will tackle the election thing. So no, it did not come to head last night. There was no vote.
It had debate.
Yeah, it did. It had some testimony.
There's no more public comment.
Yep, that's over. So now it'll go to the assembly and they'll do their thing. So there's been no vote on it as of right now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just beside myself. And here's the thing. She wants president of the school board.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be apropos. People with mental health issues wanting to be president of the school board. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't think of a more entertaining scenario.
This can't happen. This cannot happen. I'm sorry. I have full, I am against this 100% hands down.
And I sadly say that about her.
Yeah.
You don't,
I don't like to ridicule and pick on stuff like that, but this is real.
This is not a ridicule.
No. Not at all. This is real.
Yeah.
And this is actually going to cost us big. This is going to cost us huge. And I will hate to, in a year from now, be like, I told you so. But in a year from now, I guarantee you, I'm going to be coming back and saying, I done told you so.
Yeah. It's going to cost us money.
It's going to cost us big time money. Big time money. It's going to cost us respect. It's, you know, I ran on wanting the school board to be better and do better and just have a better presence about us. Yeah, that's going to go down the crapshoot.
The what shoot?
The crap shoot.
Oh, the poop shoot.
Yeah, that's what I see right now. And I'm not trying to be negative. This is just real. And it's
when you as a sitting elected official, when you go and do that, you bring harm to your body.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I am now looked at as the crazy school board. Like, and that sucks. Like, no.
You make the city council look so good.
So good.
You
so
do.
Good.
We so appreciate your crazy school board members that you have to associate
with. Well, you know, and fortunately, now here's the reality of it. Fortunately, I don't think there's too much that they can do in the next 6 years. We did get things done, and it's about a six-year wait before anything crazy comes back up again. So for now, we're good. It just... her as president, that can do a lot of damage to our school board for our image and for how we present ourselves in the public eye. And I just, we did that in 2020. Our school board, they took a hit in 2020. They look crazy. And I just don't want to go back to being that crazy school board.
What do you mean looked crazy?
Yeah, exactly. Just make school board boring again, please. Just make school board boring again.
That's what I like about the city council. When I first went on the city council, I looked at Jerry Clayworth. And I said, I don't do boring.
Yeah.
When I first became mayor, I looked at Jerry Clearworth, who was sitting to the right of me again. I go, I'm going to be a very boring mayor.
It's better that way, right?
Yeah, like, it is. I learned.
I said this to the Republicans the other day. So we had a meeting about elections and, mm-hmm. you know, what all went wrong and stuff. And, you know, I said to them, oh, we have a call. Go ahead.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Frank Tomaszewski.
Oh, hello, it's Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm glad I turned on the radio and got to hear your happy voices going. So I just wanted to put in my two cents on the voting ordinance that went down.
Do it. I know.
Yes, please.
Yeah, you introduced it 2 years ago. I know you're very in favor of it, and you believe it'll give a good turnout. Yeah, that's good. Go ahead.
Well, we definitely need that. You know, the more people that get out and are able to have their opportunity to vote, the better.
Absolutely.
In the room last night, I made a very clear distinction on what went down in the past election. So we had 50 people in the room last night in the assembly chambers. And of that 50, five of them decided who was going to be on the assembly, who was going to be on the school board, and who was going to be on the city council.
Mm-hmm.
Five out of the 50. Those are the numbers. And we cannot talk about that more. I mean, we have to put that out there. It is so important. Tim Doran, he only wants certain people to vote.
That exactly. Yeah.
Exactly what I heard 2 years ago in the city council, David.
Quality, Frank, over quantity. Come on now.
No, it was very specific. They only wanted, there was a certain individual. Go back to the tape and listen to it in the resolution. I came and spoke at that resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And the councilwoman said she only wanted certain people to vote in the city. And
yep.
That is the very definition of voter suppression.
It is. It is. If that's, you know, again, if that's why you're doing it, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
As I said, my reason is different. And I believe
absolutely.
It's a noble reason.
And
we can have that conversation, not worry about it. Because we both believe in a greater good. What you heard from Tim Doran in 2 years in a city council is pure voter suppression.
Yep.
Yeah. So I understand the reasons it would be difficult for the city, and that's why the city isn't included in having to do that. They have the right to make their own decision, and I know that budgeting thing comes up. Like every year they talk about, should we go to a fifth, you know, should we go to
Frank, we got 1 minute left, so we got 1 minute left, Frank, so go ahead and finish up, buddy.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say thanks for everyone that did come out to testify. It's good to have both sides of the issue heard, and I hope that the people of Fairbanks are listening and understand that one trip to the polls is better than two.
And thank you for being respectful.
Yeah.
For everyone's different opinions.
Everyone. He said it. Everyone.
Yeah,
that's
everyone.
Key. Everyone.
Yeah.
It's not just certain people that, you know, no, everyone.
Frank, you have a great day, buddy. Thank you for the phone call. Thank you very much.
All right. Yep. See you guys later.
Yep.
Yeah, no, Frank makes a great point.
And that's what your issue is, why you're here. Disrespect given last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Disrespect given to anybody who didn't sit on a left-leaning liberal agenda or whatever you want to call it. It was absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah.
How dare you disparage anybody from voting? Anybody. We are American citizens, and it is our right.
Fairbanks, I hope you enjoyed our co-mingled day. You have a great weekend, and I'll be gone next week. We got some great guest hosts for you, and you take care. I'll see you in a week. Bye.